G'day and welcome to another episode of Your Money Moment. I'm Moritz Oberholzer, and today we're going to talk about a topic that pops up almost in every coffee shop debate about money, and that is, do I really need a financial advisor, or should I just go with the cheapest platform and do it myself? I also see this a lot on social media where financial influencers constantly tell their followers to drop their advisors, go into an ETF, and that's all you need. So let's dive into that today. With low-cost investment platforms, robo-advisors, and slick online tools everywhere, it's tempting to think the lowest fee is the smartest choice. But as with most things in life, there's a lot more to the story. Let's start with this. A financial advisor's role is not just to pick investments. If that's all you think we do, then yes, you might wonder why you're paying a fee. But a good advisor's value extends far beyond product selection. Strategy before action. Investments are the tools, but the plan is the blueprint. Without a clear strategy tailored to your goals, your risk tolerance, your tax situation, you're basically building a house without a set of plans. A financial advisor helps you create a personal financial roadmap. How much you should save, where you should invest, how to protect your wealth, how to structure your affairs for tax efficiency, how to plan for retirement, education, or big life events. That's not a once-off conversation, it's ongoing, because your life changes, marriage, children, career moves, health shifts, and your plan needs to adapt. If there's one thing research proves, is that investors are often their own worst enemies. We buy high when markets are booming, we panic sell when they drop, and we make emotional short-term decisions that hurt us in the long term. A financial advisor acts as a buffer between you and your impulses. When markets fall, we are the voice reminding you of the long-term plan, keeping you from locking in losses. When greed tempts you to take wild risks, we pull you back to reality. A great example of this was in COVID, when I got a lot of phone calls with clients who are stressed out with the market dropping. In March 2020, we saw the market drop to a total of 37%, and a lot of clients told me, we have to sell now, we have to get out of this problem. I told them to stay the course. And within 6 weeks, we were back to normal, back to winning ways, and we bounced back. If they sold at minus 37, they would have locked in those minus 37 losses for the year. Most of those clients ended the year in double-digit territory with great growth at the end of the year. Vanguard, one of the largest investment companies in the world, published a study showing that the behavioral coaching alone from an advisor can add up to 3% per year in portfolio value over time. That's potentially more than the fee you're paying. So navigating the complex stuff. Here in South Africa, we have layers of complexity, tax on capital gains, interest and dividends, retirement fund legislation, estate duties and trusts, offshore investing rules, exchange control regulations. Yes, you can Google these things, but will you interpret them correctly? Will you apply them correctly to your situation? This is where having an experienced financial advisor can save you from costly mistakes that far outweigh your annual fee. So let's talk about the fee illusion. It's easy to focus on what am I paying without asking what am I getting. If you switch to a low-cost platform but make poor timing decision, miss tax allowances, fail to protect your assets, or ignore inflation risk, you can easily lose far more than the fee you saved. A good way to think about this is medical care. You wouldn't fire your GP just to buy the cheapest vitamins you can find, hoping they'll keep you healthy. The GP's value is in diagnosing, preventing, and managing the big risks long before they become expensive problems. That also goes the same for a plumber. You can do everything DIY and YouTube how to fix everything, but if you make a mistake, who would you have to call in? The real guys. They'll come in and charge you triple of what you saved. A trustworthy advisor is transparent about his fees, explain how they're calculated, and shows you the value you receive. Our goal isn't to beat the cheapest platform, but to help you achieve your life goals with the least stress and the highest probability of success. The real question isn't, can I get it cheaper? It's, will this person help me avoid expensive mistakes, stay on track, and make the smarter financial decisions over decades? A financial advisor's value is often invisible in the moment, but enormous value over time. We're not just here to manage money, we're here to manage outcomes. And outcomes are what you retire on, what you pass on, and what you live your life with. So before you decide to fire your advisor for the lowest cost platform, ask yourself, do I have a plan? Do I have the discipline to stick to it through thick and thin? Do I have the expertise to navigate the complexity of tax, legislation, and global investing? If the answer to any of these is no, then maybe the fee isn't just a cost at all. It's an investment in avoiding the costliest mistakes of all.
When you're navigating through life's big events, like buying a home, starting a family, or approaching retirement, you need sound and impartial financial advice. Moritz Oberholzer, a financial advisor at Stonas Capital, specializes in personal financial planning. Visit moritzoberholzer.co.za or call 082-774-1996. For practical and easy-to-understand advice and tips, don't miss your money moment with Moritz Oberholzer, Thursday mornings at 10 on eRadio.